During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
A growing theory in the Nancy Guthrie investigation centers on something called a wrench attack, highly organized crypto extortion schemes that use violent home invasions and kidnappings to target wealthy victims and demand cryptocurrency ransoms. These operations are run by sophisticated networks that stay almost impossible to trace. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, is with us to help explore it. I know I had never heard the term wrench attack until I saw you were posting about it this week. Explain to me more about what a wrench attack is and how this might fit the profile of what's going on here.
Well, there's different versions of wrench attacks. So initially, and the whole premise is when you have cryptocurrency, there is no way to get to it except for by having the passkey. Mm-hmm. And so the premise is, listen, we can't get their crypto. The only way to get their crypto is to beat it out of them with a wrench. The wrench comes in because literally a cartoon about this, attacking somebody with a wrench, and it kind of stuck. So just so you know the...
The genesis of it, yeah.
Is that high some highfalutin thing? Is just, no, it's a cartoon of a beat, like, some of the wrench.
Tasmanian devil attack is the next one. You're like,
Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. Super genius.
TNT attack, yeah.
It's like a TNT attack. So the whole idea is that nobody is going to protect their crypto passkey when they're getting the hell beat out of them with a wrench or other objects. So that's where it comes from. And so, by the way, and check these stats, but in 2024, there was $813 million paid in cryptocurrency for ransoms. And 2023, over $1 billion paid. So while we don't hear about it a lot, I don't normally see this out there. We don't talk about a lot of kidnappings for some reason, I think because they always resolve quicker. Right? Mm-hmm. The person ends up dead. They get the people. They don't get the people, but you never hear about it. And so, but this is what kidnappers want, because you can't trace it very easily at all. It's very difficult. And the money is instantaneously in your wallet, and then you can get rid of it instantaneously. So for these reasons, this is what kidnappers use. And there's kidnappings all over the world all the time.
Yeah, I got the numbers.
Oh, good. Did you confirm what I said? I'm going by my memory.
Yeah, 2023, $1.25 billion. 2024, $892 million. 2025, $820 million.
Already.
In cryptocurrency, ransoms.
People, it's an industry.
Lori Deb Bovallo did the wrong thing with this whole, you know, life insurance shit, huh? Sorry.
Kind of the wrong business, Lori.
Yeah, it's the future. It really is the future. The
future of ransoming.
The future of kidnapping. We should do it like a corporate video. The future of kidnapping is here. Introducing wrench attacks. We could get some interesting spokespeople for it. You know, it'd be exciting. Yeah, a little B-roll in there.
Those are big numbers.
So wrench attack. I get the concept. Mm-hmm. I get, okay, you're getting beaten with a wrench and they want your password. I'm guessing Nancy Guthrie doesn't have a crypto wallet and a password. So walk me through how it connects into here.
Okay, so how it connects into here, and I actually found another case that so far I've deep dived. I'm sure there's many more out there, and there's many more cases that we don't even know about, right? Because they resolve with payment and so forth. But nevertheless, the one I looked at was actually somebody who did have cryptocurrency, and they kidnapped the father.
Okay.
They kidnapped him, they took him, and they actually kept him in an Airbnb. And I am telling you, it would not surprise me at all if Porch Guy got an Airbnb.
Got it where?
An Airbnb. He had to have some place to take her.
Right.
And so in this other case I was looking at, they got an Airbnb and they tortured this poor man. They actually cut off his finger before he ended up being rescued, and he survived. But it was the son that had the money.
Yeah.
Much like in this case. So I saw this parallel. It's not that they just go in and beat the person with the crypto. They beat the relatives of people with the crypto. Now, Do we know that Savannah Guthrie and her husband, who jointly they're worth about $45.6 million.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you are a high wealth individual, you are going to have your assets handled by other people.
You're not going to have your password, like your crypto, like it's handled by an investment company, you know?
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think it's highly possible that their investors had invested in crypto.
Okay.
It's been denied and it hasn't been supported. We don't know. But I could definitely see that could be probable, particularly because crypto has been exploding. It's on the down right now a little bit. But do you see where I'm going with this?
But they never exercised that lever, though. They never went to them with anything of like, here's Nancy and here's a wrench and it's coming towards her head unless we get your crypto password or anything of that sort. That's where it kind of like, doesn't that where it falls apart, or am I missing something here?
I think you're missing something because Porch Guy is a mope, and Porch Guy screwed this whole thing up. I think she was unconscious when she left out of there. I think she was alive because we see the aspirated blood. I found this great picture that's away from the picture people are trying to focus on, the one where there's a lot of drops, which never convinced me. But when you look further away, you can see, did I say aspirated? I meant expirated. Everybody else keeps saying aspirated. I'm like, it's expirated blood.
Expirated
blood on that porch. So we know she was alive, but was she conscious? What went on in there from 212 to 228? And was there, I think there was a physical assault of some nature. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about beating her to death. I'm talking about a few blows. She had to have been bleeding internally for her to expirate blood. So for these reasons, I see Porch Guy either A, overdid it, or B, just, you know, got too rough with her. And I think she passed. And it's terrible. So now their whole scheme is blown.
But yeah, it's also interesting. Good, interesting idea on the Airbnbs. I looked this up. Holy cow. There's about 3,000 to 5,000 active Airbnbs within 100-mile radius of Nancy's house.
I wonder how many Airbnbs are used for crimes. Let's look at that stat. Be an interesting. So essentially the thought process goes, Porch Guy is the mope. He's a low-level player in this to just go get her. Really doesn't have a dog in the fight other than he's getting a paycheck for doing this job. Overdoes it. Kills her, so they never are able to exercise their demand for the money because she's dead, and it totally screws the whole thing up, and they don't want to get caught or have somebody turn on them and go, no, I'm a low-level mope, it's these fuckers over here who are doing this and I was working for. So they kill mope, Nancy's dead, and whoever's doing this is in a different country. So there's not a lot of things to trace. Is that kind of the direction?
That's the overall premise. And, you know, I put out there several weeks ago about that maybe Porch Guy is dead, and then now it's kind of catching on. But I don't necessarily think that they would even need to kill Porch Guy, but I wonder if they paid Porch Guy. And I got to tell you this too, I'm more convinced than ever that maybe only Porch Guy was there that day. There could have been somebody in the car, but I mean, in and around that house, I really believe when you look at the data, right? We can't be influenced by anything else but the data. No one else is seen on any of the video or camera footage.
Oh,
no
one. I think it's just him.
I do too. Yeah. You do? Yeah, I do. And that two-way
rate. Because he didn't react. I mean, none of his reactions were when he was startled by anything. First of all, he wasn't much startled. And when things gave him pause or anything, I mean, he was not looking around for affirmation or confirmation from anyone else in any of those things. That indicates to me there was no one around to have that with. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think he was solo. Not maybe solo acting, but solo there.
Yeah.
How does...
In a little bit. Just because both two doors were open. And so I keep wondering, was there a person dressed like him? Were there two actors dressed similarly? I have not, given up on that, or not given up. I have not released that as a possibility for sure. Yep.
So you got a mope that in a scenario like this, are these people in a wrench attack where it's the mope that's going in and doing this? How tied into the handler are they? Is this just kind of like a side hustle in the criminal world where it's like, hey, so and so over here has a job, you know, you want to do it? Or are these trusted lieutenants of the higher the one that's pulling the cords, or what? Because my question would be, where do you find mopes? And look into that community and go, you know, that's kind of where I'm at.
They're not tied in at all, Tony. Take the case that happened the day before Nancy was abducted. Two kids, 17, I believe, and 18 from California. They drove over 600 miles. They drove only an hour or so north of Nancy Guthrie. And they went into a house of individuals that they believed had cryptocurrency, dressed alike in FedEx outfits. They were given a thousand seed money from 8 and Red, who they were communicating with in over Signal. This is a classic wrench attack. These two kids are, you know, sadistic. They tie the people up and start beating the hell out of them. But because they're unsophisticated idiots, by the way, who never even knew one another, they left. There was a child of theirs that was upstairs, and I don't know how young, but there was a minor upstairs, and he calls the police in hiding, and the police come and break it up before, you know, they A, crypto key, and B, kill these two. That is a classic wrench. You know, look at that statistically. And I know we talked about this a little bit earlier. This happened an hour and a half, maybe, away from her house the day before. I mean, to think that these attacks don't happen is just people. That's a wackadoodle thought. They happen and it's tracked. Where do they find them, Tony? They find them on the dark web. If you've ever been on the dark web or had a case involving the dark web, you can hire murderers, you can hire kidnappers, you can get a hold of about anything. And the Bureau is heavily and always has been deeply embedded in the dark web in a undercover capacities and has many cases out of the dark web. And I think that that's where they find these people. They're willing, they raise their hand. They want to be Batman and Robin for a day, if you want to call it. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, they want to be, what are the other two? The Green Goblin and... the Joker for a day and get a big payout because they're sadistic idiots.
Yep. Have they ever, I mean, what about using the dark web against the dark web, about recruiting folks within the dark web those will be the folks that have the most knowledge, the most understanding, the most connections within, because they actively work within it. Is there any flipping people in that world?
Oh yeah.
For a case like this?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's undercovers and people that, you know, within the Bureau that are very good. And again, this is a place, too, of a lot of child exploitation. Yeah. So
I've trained them. You know, so inside the Bureau and other agencies as well. So I do a lot of communication training, a lot of interview and undercover training. So I've done a lot of training, just not in the Bureau, but other federal agencies for people operating on the dark web for just these things. Not just these things, but anti-terrorism things. Because, yeah, like Jen was saying, this is where transactions happen within a lot of anonymity. And that's why you find all the child predators online there, too, because they think they can operate with anonymity. Unbeknownst, well, they know it, that the law enforcement is trolling around in there, but there's a lot of nooks and crannies they try hiding in.
How are they? I don't even know how to access. I've heard the dark web forever. I have no idea how to access the dark web or what it looks like. I don't even know what to think of there. But obviously, I know it exists. How do people, why do they use it when they know the FBI is lurking around in there? Is it just they can't help themselves and they're taking their chances? Or are there other places that these folks linger that should be looked at?
Well, first of all, the use on the dark web is millions. I mean, it's not a small place.
Sure.
And it's easy to hide and get away with a lot. And, you know, not all the phishing ends up catching the crook. But there's so many successful cases, Tony.
Yeah.
That's and I know from somebody like me who is Occam's razor that this sounds very wow, but it's really not.
Yeah.
It's really not. You have sophisticated ring that get mopes and they kidnap and or beat people. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest reasons that I'm talking about it so much as a possibility is because these emails and the Bitcoin, you have the best of the best for 112 days, I think we're on, and they not crack who got into six different times, three different servers in these emails. They can't crack it yet. And by the way, that's another possible in solving this. And then, of course, the Bitcoin. But the FBI does Bitcoin cases all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing here. And you know who's tickling the wire. The bad guys are the ones seemingly tickling the wire. We're not doing it.
So where it sits right now, Jen, where would you, if you're in charge here and you're putting resources on this case, where would you have him look right now?
Oh, I would have them all over, again, these email, the server where that email was sent to these media sources. You have three different sources, which I think is good, where they would have come in through. I would be paying the best of the best outside of the Bureau to get this hammered out and figured out. Whoever invented the system for each of those media companies where you can send a note, I would be working night and day with them to see what they can resolve. Also, I would have the best of the best Bitcoin experts there are out there to figure out this wallet that was opened and where it was opened and how it was opened and who it traces back to. It has to trace back to somebody.
Yeah.
Even if it's way, so I'd be all over that side of it. For this
the question is, does that just lead back to a scammer, or does it actually lead to the person who did this?
You know? Well, look at how the FBI reacted based on them believing it was related to the abductors. Look at everything they did: 5 different appeals to, and the orchestration, and BAU, and what Savannah Guthrie said herself. I believe those first two notes are real because she knows what's in them. And I believe they're real from everything. And when I say real, not real for ransom. Look, they knew they were likely not going to get it. But if you follow these groups, they just keep pounding and pounding and pounding. The other thing is that I find interesting is everybody keeps saying the second 6 notes aren't related. It's so dumb to say that. We don't know. They can't figure out those notes either. So they have a lot in common. They can't find them, who wrote them. You asked for Bitcoin as well. And they were equally obscure about the whole thing. And nobody else is doing that. At least notes to these media companies. So my whole thing is, how can you not say that they're all connected?
Yeah.
So Jen, if if it's a sophisticated Bitcoin group that has done this before, you know, at the higher level targeting, and but you said you don't think, you know, they ruined it because she wasn't able to give sign of life or proof of life. But again, that approach, I'm going to discount the approach being off from typical ransoms, but the Bitcoin is very common from what we're seeing from the numbers. But again, I'm trying to struggle with, so why did they even do it then if there wasn't a hope of it, if the first two were real, if they didn't expect to get the money? But then we'll reverse it. If we think it was targeted for torment against Savannah, why then, except if the guy's dead and he's acting alone, why then aren't we getting more leakage going on right now? So if we have Bitcoin on one, why that methodology if they didn't think they're going to get it? And if it was the other to torment Savannah, why aren't we getting more there? Any ideas?
Okay, so the first half of your question, look at the two kids, right, that we cited that we have a lot more information on, right? These two kids, and they're being tried as adults, mm-hmm. from what I understand. So they didn't get anything there either, but they're just willing to, these people are horrible. They're like the people that try to get ransom paid in all these missing cases. It just happens with every missing case, right? Mm-hmm. But this is to an all new level. And so hopefully that answers your question. This is just one of the many attacks they have done and going to do. And they know that most of them aren't going to work out. But man, the ones that do end up to be 183 million last year and 1.2 billion in 23 and already up to 100 million, I'm sorry, in 2025. So, you know, you keep casting the line.
Okay.
And you don't care. Who's left, and then you hope that if you keep beating them, that at some point maybe they'll get desperate and you'll get something. I'm the one suggesting actually to tickle the wire, but I think it's worth it if this keeps going on unresolved.
Yeah. Lots of thoughts on where this is heading and where it's at, and obviously we'll keep watching. I saw one of our viewers said you have a crypto expert on Tuesday. Is that right?
I do. I've had him on before. He's amazing. He actually is in the thick of it. He doesn't talk about it. He's not just he's a professional. Every day he works with Bitcoin. He is in charge of all this Bitcoin distribution and all creating. And I mean, it's unbelievable. I did a show with him already, but the problem was it was up here.
Okay.
If you listen to that show, it's like, whoa, what? And I kept trying to decipher it and break it down, but we're doing just a question and answer Tuesday at 10.
Okay.
Viewers. So it's down at our level.
Yeah. Okay, great. Then, break the case.
Then maybe you're not mine because I don't understand any of it.
Yeah,
small wee brain on this.
I know. I feel the same.
I believe in stacks of cash, man. That's my only thing. Stacks of
make
cash.
Make it rain. Yeah, so check that out. Break the case. Jennifer Coffendaffer on YouTube, wherever you get podcasts. Press subscribe and check it out so you can learn more. I'm going to watch and listen too because I need to. It's an area that I could certainly be more knowledgeable on in terms of understanding how it all functions. So go and check that out. Also, Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever books are sold. Go and check that out. And your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in and give us your 2 cents. We'll continue the conversation there. Until next time, for Jennifer, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.